That is our miscellaneous and meeting debrief. This is the time in which commissioners can discuss how the meeting went or any topics for future meetings. I think we have at least one blue sheet. Oh, and before we take up the blue sheet, we were given minutes to approve the minutes of the February 28th, 2014 conference call. Simple conference call. Commissioner Smith, you want to make a motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I move to approve the minutes of the February 28th, 2014 conference call of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded by Commissioner Carpenter to approve the minutes from February 28th, 2014 as presented. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed, say no. Motion carries. Okay. Commissioner Mencken, you have a blue sheet.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I have a blue sheet to read to you to get concurrence from the commission. The title of the request is Update on the Biological Status of the Pinto Abalone. And as background, there's been a recent petition submitted to the National Marine Fisheries Service, to NOAA, on listing the Pinto Abalone, which occurs in our inshore waters, particularly in the San Juan Islands, to list it as either threatened or endangered. So what I'm requesting here is information through a presentation to the commission. It wasn't too long ago that we had a presentation on the Pinto Abalone, but at that point there was no petition to list. So I'd like to hear it by the April Commission meeting, but I'm open to any consideration there with regard to moving it to a later date. I think it's fairly timely, and I put a I put a high importance on it and a medium urgency. With regard to the knowledge or action being requested, I'm asking for a summary of proactive hatchery recovery research and outplanting, a review of population status, that is abundance, distribution, and shell size, which is a good indicator of growth rate on the Pinto Abalone. I'd like some information on any new understanding of the causes for the decline, for example, otter predation, ocean acidification, et cetera. I'd like to also have some consideration given to any ramifications of the recent ESA petition to list as threatened or endangered. For example, does it impact our ability to harvest things like crab in the San Juan Islands? I'd like to have a presentation to the commission by WDF&W and NOAA, and I'd like the commission to have the opportunity to see the collaborators on this, because this is really not only just an agency issue, but the collaborators have been the ones that have been active in maintaining captive brood stocks of the Pinto Abalone.
Okay, that's a motion. Do you have a briefing on Pinto Abalone? Do I hear a second? Motion's been seconded by Commissioner Carpenter, so we can discuss it. I think, Deputy Director Storr, you think that there would be any problems with having such a briefing?
No, I think we'll go back and – oops, I got excited. We'll go back and look at the timing, but in April, timing seems reasonable. The joint presentation – thank you, sir. Joint presentation with NOAA, we'll have to make sure that can occur. But if we find any kind of timing glitches, we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Right. Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries. Commissioner Schmitten.
Chair, new topic. And deals with our current approach in our three-year regulatory change package for both fish and wildlife. And, often I heard it today, and why I'm raising it, But hear a comment from the commission saying, gee, what's the status of that? Did we put it in? Did we not put it in? I think that we need to take the uncertainty as to what happened and somehow either agree to a process, say if a commissioner says, I would like to have that in, register that it is officially in for review, or another way would be to refer to the Wildlife Committee to review it and report back if there is merit to have it in the package. But I think we're losing. Things are slipping through because we just don't follow up, don't think about it until the issue pops up again. The baiting issue is what brought this to my attention.
Mm-hmm. I also heard a citizen ask us to consider hound hunting of turkeys. So it just raises the more general question of how do we respond to the comments that are brought to us by the public? How do we make sure that, you know, we're sending the signal that we're listening and considering? Do we send? I don't think we routinely send people replies. We don't necessarily have emails from people. So it would be nice to organize something, some standard process for responding to everyone who brings their issues to us.
And not to leave out the expanding broadhead, you know, so it's a suggestion and worthy of taking a look at. And it's kind of like, well, are we going to look at that in the three-year package as well? So, yeah, just firming it all up when these good ideas are coming to us as a commission so that the public knows first they were heard, and second, there's action to be taken, and at least we're going to be looking into the different thing.
Deputy Director Storm.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. I believe, and I know I see Dave's willing to come up and talk about it, but I believe the Game Division keeps a parking lot, you know, of these issues and keeps a record of what's been asked for. But maybe what we need to do in terms of process is review that parking lot, have some sort of sense of what we're thinking about or not. But Dave, if you want to respond to that, is that all right, Madam Chair?
The bureaucratic parking lot concept.
Parking lot.
It's where you park ideas before you move them into some sort of process.
You're right. Madam Chair, members of the Commission, for the record, Dave Ware, the Game Division Manager for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. And so we just finished a scoping process for the Game Management Plan. And 8,000 people made suggestions, just like you heard today.
Big parking lot.
And so what we attempt to do is try to winnow some of those things down into what we consider to be the high priorities. And a lot of that's based on public opinion, public thoughts. The ideas that you heard today have been ideas that were expressed as well by the public in the other process. But I think that we do plan to look at what you heard today on baiting. Baiting's been a big issue for a number of years, and typically when we take that public, we've taken that public in the last two, three-year packages, and so far haven't come up with anything that the majority of the public supports. But certainly we continue to take a look at that, and I think the specific issue of baiting for the purpose of guiding is getting a little more momentum right now, and so that I think that'll be a big one. On the turkey, using dogs for hunting turkeys, it sounds like a pretty good or pretty easy issue, but nothing is, and so some members of the public support it and some don't, and so but we'll take that on again and see what the level of public support for those items are. But we got lots of process and lots of issues that I'm sure will come before you as well. So,
but we routinely do not ask for email addresses. So do we often get phone numbers on the sign-up sheets? Because we could just have a simple line that says, "Do you want to reply?" And I hope that wouldn't cause a huge new workload, but.
Yeah, a lot of times what we ask folks to do is just watch our websites, because you'll see every time we do a public scoping process, we want folks to weigh in. And so that's typically what we ask folks to do is just stay with us.
Towards our website.
Right.
Okay. Commissioner Carpenter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll be very brief. I just want to expand slightly on what Commissioner Smitten said, and that's not purely directed on the wildlife side. It's also on the fish management side. I think oftentimes the public feels like the agency and perhaps the commission are non-responsive. And I think there's a lot of occurrences out there where they feel like they have good ideas or good questions, but they fall through the crack. Mm-hmm. And I think I'd like to just, for the record, see if we can't reduce some of the cracks, because I get quite a number of calls, and I refer people to different agency staff, and I get feedback that's not necessarily that they're not listening, but it's falling through the cracks. And maybe some of, and totally, some of that's legitimate. Some of the requests and some of the views are informational gathering, and not all of them are going to fit in a certain slot. But I, for one, would like to make sure that they feel at the end of the process that it hasn't fallen through the crack. We've been able to respond in either a management-related or scientifically-based way.
There was another thing that fell through the cracks, which was that on the four-point restriction, the exemption for youth hunters, we want to make sure that that doesn't continue to be.
Good example.
Yeah. Commissioner Mankin?
Yeah, I find it helpful when staff responds to public input by saying just the sort of thing that wildlife has been saying throughout this meeting. You know, if somebody from wildlife could come up and sit up here and respond to those things, or even respond from the audience, I think it diffuses the issue right then and there. And I think it leaves the commission's mind at rest, because we're storing them in the back of our mind, and they disappear very quickly from mine. I think the other thing to do, another process would be to write notes to ourselves. And at the very end of the meeting, during this process right here, we have somebody representing wildlife that can answer those questions. The problem with that is that at that point, many of the people in the public are not here anymore that have raised these issues. So I think it would be nice to go away from here with some of those things resolved and comfortable with them.
Commissioner Kaney?
Similarly, I think there was a good comment on the Eurasian collared dove, and I don't know what our regulations are on that. I'd have to go back and look at that, and you probably know where we're at and what a problem they are and could answer that gentleman's question fairly rapidly. So, yeah, that's kind of the – maybe we can get some of those things done right up front. It's nice.
Well, one of the issues with having staff at the front table while the public is testifying is that it tends to lead the public to address questions to staff, and we don't want to have that dynamic. This is the opportunity for the public to address the commission. We put staff in an awkward position when they're sitting with the public at the front table. That's happened. Okay, but good discussion. Often the director or the deputy director does jump in to provide easy, immediate answers, responses. So that's very helpful. Thanks, Dave. Any other blue sheets? Commissioner Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chair. To the degree possible, I would like to see us institutionalize having a member of our Youth Advisory Council attend in this format as many meetings as possible, so we have one representative on a rotational basis.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea. What do you think, Molly? Good? Was it a good experience? Good. When we meet in Tri-Cities, that's where we're meeting in September, I think. We'll be close to Alley.
Yeah.
Is it Alley? Anyway, as we travel around, we'll try to draw in whoever's nearest.
And in Olympia, just having an invitation set. Mm-hmm. At least make the invitation go out to an individual.
He liked having you here.
This is the future.
Okay, anything else? Excellent meeting, everyone. Safe travels home. Good to see everyone. Thanks, everyone in the public. Thank you, Seth. Oh, I didn't
just
adjourn.
I think we all owe our vice chairman a debt of gratitude for his work on ADA last night. The meeting was outstanding, almost 25 people, including department and ADA committee members, informally just got together, enjoyed each other's company, learned from each other, but really, really we owe Brad for getting that going.
Thank you, Brad.
We had each other back. Toasted each other.
Okay. Well, on that good note, thank you, everyone. The meeting's adjourned.